FM 104 switched on and Culture Date with Dublin 8 Festival celebrates its sixth year with over 80 events announced. We're joined by Festival Curator Grace McAvoy. Hello.
Hi Louise, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for chatting to me. So it was launched yesterday. How did that go?
Yeah, the launch was absolutely amazing. We had such a fun time. We launched it actually in Marsh's Library. So it's like this beautiful 17th century library. And the Lord Mayor was there and we had the Liberties Majorettes there as well. We also had comedian Amy Gallagher with, like, we had a giant teacup for her. And yeah, it was really, really fun. It was great. And the photos look amazing.
So as we mentioned, it started 6 years ago. But where did it all begin? What was the reason for starting it?
Well, I guess there's kind of multiple reasons for starting it. I suppose one of them was that Richmond Barracks opened up as a new museum at the time in 2016. And then, you know, they were trying to see how we could get more visitors and tourists as well, kind of down, I suppose, past like the Guinness Brewery and down into the Cameanham and Chicor area, because obviously you have like Cameanham Jail there. It's close to Guinness. There's all these people who are actually kind of, you know, exploring the area, but they might not necessarily know what else is on in Dublin 8. And there's actually just so many amazing kind of cultural spaces within walking distance of one another. And yeah, so it was kind of like this remit to kind of see or establish Dublin 8 as like a cultural destination, but also to engage with people who live and work and visit the area, to kind of like explore what's on their doorstep and to engage with their cultural institutions and their history and heritage, and kind of forming this kind of sense of like place and belonging as well.
Yeah, because there's such a lovely community there as well. So to kind of bring it all together.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and I suppose the Liberties is definitely, I guess I call it the beating heart of Dublin, and that's kind of what people know it to be as. And there's such an amazing sense of community there and all across Dublin 8 as well.
Have you noticed it has grown over the last couple of years?
Yeah, so I was just contemplating on this yesterday, and I was thinking back to when it began, and we started off with like 7 program partners initially. Back in 2017. And yeah, I was doing my count yesterday, and we're actually partnering with over 60 program partners this year.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. So it's brilliant. And there's so much going on. We're going to try and condense a little bit of it, but there's so much that we won't be able to talk about everything, but we're going to spotlight a couple of things. So what's happening over the weekend?
Okay, so yeah, as we kind of said earlier, there's over 80 kind of specially curated events over the weekend. So like walks, talks, markets, concerts, etc. And I suppose I'll kind of go into a little bit about like maybe different activities that might, you know, cater to certain audiences. But there's definitely something for everyone on the program. So, for example, we have lots of kids events taking place this year. So Cameanham Jail are doing special kind of tours for kids. Richmond Barracks will have like a teddy bears picnic. Marsh's Library are hosting their kind of famous Irish writers Lego hunt again. And Patrick's Cathedral are doing kind of wool workshops for kids. And yeah, there's loads going on for kids on the program. I don't know if you want me to talk more about, like, we have visual arts as well. We have loads of walking tours, history talks, and a couple of special highlights too. So
yeah, tell us a little bit about the walking tours that are available.
Yeah, so we're working with, I think there's like 5 or 6 different walking tour groups this year that we're working with. And one of them will be Dublin Decoded. So he's going to, I suppose, explore like medieval Dublin. So Dublin 8 is actually like the origin point of our city as well, which is really interesting. So he's going to look into the medieval Dublin links there. We have In Our Shoes walking tours, which is really interesting because they're walking tours actually given by people who have lived in the area their whole life. So that's a really, really interesting perspective to learn from as well. We also have the Liberties Weavers, who will be exploring like the history of the weaving tradition in the area. And then there's the B8 Green Bridge Forum, exploring like green spaces in the Liberties as well.
Excellent.
And there's like, there's loads more walking tours too. Like, yeah, it's jam-packed this year.
You also have some live performances happening as well.
We do. So this year we have a collaboration with the Irish Women in Jazz Collective. So they will be hosting a jazz performance event in Arthurs, which will be on the first day of the festival, on the Wednesday night. So they'll be kicking everything off. And there's also the London Concertante performance in St. Patrick's Cathedral, which I think would be really beautiful. And yeah, there will be kind of like spoken word events as well, and poetry readings and book readings. And I think Candlelit Tales are also doing kind of a Bjeltsina special as well in the Fumbly Stables.
Lovely. And then a key event of the festival will be Humans of the Liberties. Tell us a bit about this.
Yeah, so this is a really special collaboration that we're hosting this year. So basically, we have commissioned the Humans of Dublin, which is a very popular project that people probably know about. And we invited the Humans of Dublin to essentially shine a spotlight on the people who make up the incredible community of the Liberties. So there will be an exhibition on in the Bank venue. It's just on James's Street. And we'll be showcasing over 20 portraits and stories of people who basically live and work and are based in the Liberties. And like the stories, they're so real, authentic. There's some like really, really challenging stories, some emotional stories, and then just some really beautiful stories about like the community bonds in the area as well.
Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to seeing yourself or getting involved in?
So many things. I mean, some of the things that I'm super interested about is this idea of kind of going behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of different organizations who are kind of opening their doors to allow people to see what wouldn't normally be seen on like regular tours. So there's the Masonry Building that's on Thomas Street. It's a really, really beautiful building. But they have commissioned Irish artists to do kind of artworks throughout their building. So they'll be showcasing that to people. And then we have St. Patrick's Cathedral are actually doing a behind-the-scenes tour by the Dean of the Cathedral. And then Guinness, I'm really excited about this one. Guinness are actually opening up their working brewery for people to have a look kind of at how the Guinness is actually made. And then you get to go into the underground tunnels that they have there. So all of that is really exciting as well. I love that part of the program.
Yeah, I'd be similar. I like to see what goes on behind the scenes. Stuff you don't get to see normally is always fun.
Yeah, definitely.
So with all the events, how do people get involved, or how do you get to get involved in them, I suppose?
Yeah, so this year we actually launched a brand new website. Mm-hmm. So it's really user-friendly, and it's based with kind of accessibility in mind. So it's really easy to find out everything on the program on our new website. The website is culturedatewithdublinace.ie. Mm-hmm. And yeah, all the information will be up there, and it's really, really easy to sort through what events are there. It's really important as well to note that some require ticket booking. Mm-hmm. So just to watch out for those as well, because there's loads of events already popular and selling out very, very fast.
Yeah, and you don't want to be, you know, disappointed when you don't get the one you want to go to.
I know. Yeah. That's the thing. You have to be on the ball.
This is it. So it's happening from Wednesday the 8th to the 12th of May. And as you said, the website is culturedatewithdublin8.ie. Grace McAvoy, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much, Louise.